And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 5th of July, 2014. It was on this date, 1687, Isaac Newton published one of the most important books in the history of science, his Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, which contained Newton's three laws of motion, including objects in motion tend to remain in motion, and for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. He also unified celestial and terrestrial mechanics under one umbrella, gravity, which caused planets to orbit the sun, moons to orbit the planets, and earthly objects like apples, for example, to fall to the ground when they are dropped. It was on this date, 1937, Spam was unveiled by Hormel Foods, pre-cooked pork and ham in a can, little potato starch, salt, sugar, sodium nitrate to keep it pink. We're not sure what the name Spam actually stands for. Some people think it's a combination of spiced meat and ham. In Britain, they called it specially processed American meat. Other people say it means something posing as meat or a special product of Austin, Minnesota. Whatever it stands for, Spam is supposed to be written in all capital letters. It's the birthday of Chuck Close, the artist, born in Monroe, Washington, 1940. He grew up dyslexic, didn't do well in school. Father died when he was 11. His mother developed breast cancer. The family lost their house. The boy got a serious kidney infection, was bedridden for almost a year. But he got through it all by drawing and painting, and he took his first trip to the Seattle Art Museum after his father died. Chuck Close, who's known for his enormous portraits painted so realistically they look like photographs. Chuck Close, who has a condition called face blindness. He's unable to recognize individual faces. And it was on this date in 1950 the Battle of Osan took place, the first battle between American and North Korean troops in the Korean War, which had begun on the 25th of June. The North Korean People's Army crossing into South Korea. They captured Seoul. A few days later, American troops met the North Koreans in the city of Osan, just south of Seoul. The North Koreans came in with tanks. The Americans were not adequately armed. The tanks rolled right through them. The Americans lost the battle and retreated. Here's a poem for today by John Daniel, The Pelicans of San Felipe. Do most of their fishing asleep on the sand, great bills lowered to their breasts. Overhead the gulls cry, now and now, but the pelicans drowse in the plenty of time. The sand is warm, the breeze enfolds them, the steady waves rumble and slosh. Two or three together, through the afternoon, they raise their monkish white heads and lift from the beach, mute as in sleep, winging their way above the green swells to join the others, now circling low and circling low, and each in its moment with a quick tilt of wings, falls hard, gracelessly, smacks the sea, then bobbing up, quickly riding the swells, wild gulls veering and screaming around them, the pelicans lift their bills and swallow. The Pelicans of San Felipe by John Daniel from his collection Of Earth, published by Lost Horse Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.